Memorial Day doorbuster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator, now only $999. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm Cyndi Lauper with fellow Cosentyx advocate, Chef Michelle Bernstein.
We'll share our experiences with plaque psoriasis, with psoriatic arthritis, and Dr. Panico will talk about the possible connection.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur.
Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cyndi.
So everything's going well for us at the moment. We've had good weather as well. What a fantastic weekend. It was just solid, wasn't it? And as Irish people, we're always waiting for the, you know, the bad weather to start happening, but it just didn't happen at all. It was absolutely gorgeous over the weekend. Now, a man I haven't spoken to in a while is on the line. Duhi O'Shea, how are you?
Well, horse.
You're wearing a hat there now. You don't need to protect your head too much because you've got a big head of hair on you, don't you? Duhi, have you been enjoying the beautiful weather?
Well, horse, I'll tell you, I don't think we've ever seen a May like it before, have we, Eno? I don't think we have.
I don't think so, no, May.
No,
my God.
I have the farmer's tan turned up to 12 on me arms, so I do. And last night, Ian, I got the barbecue out.
Whoa! Oh, tell us, what did you do? You like your food, don't you? Tell us, what did
well,
you do?
I'll tell you now, if you watch the Today Show, you'll know I did. It was a horse and cart of a barbecue, Ian. That's the way I christened it now. Burgers, right. Chicken... Drumsticks.
What? Drumsticks. Yeah.
Drumsticks. Yeah. Goujons as well as the drumsticks.
Lovely.
Ribeye steak.
Oh my God. Classy.
Corn on the cob. Wild boar. Threw a bit of venison on there as well, horse. Pulled pork. The only thing I didn't have it on it was a horse. I had the buns out. The rolls. The Dijon mustard at the ready. The Hellman's mayonnaise. The ketchup. The HP sauce. Jesus, I could have fed half a Galway,
right.
You know.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love an old barbecue. It's great. It's different, isn't it, you know?
I've heard you like an old barbecue. What would you put on your barbecue, Ian? I'm intrigued there.
Well, we did a barbecue as well over the weekend. And
go on. What did you put on the barbecue?
Sausages. Oh, well, that was it, really. But they were... Hang on. No, die. They were super queen sausages. They were really good. Die? Is that it? That's Mario. Sorry, is that Die? Are we going to go back to being Die again? What are you doing? Hello?
What are you talking about?
Sorry, is that...
What are you on
that's
about?
Mario.
What are you on about?
What's funny, like... you know...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, what's funny? What is funny anymore?
What's going on? Is that Mario? That's Mario now. So, okay, Mario.
It's Mario.
Do you want to get something off your chest there? I mean, like, is everything all right?
Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend? Fine.
Yeah, I had a great weekend. Yeah. Now, listen.
What?
Very closely, okay?
Me? Is this for me or the listeners?
You.
Me.
Listen very closely.
Okay.
There's someone... at the studio door now.
I can't see anybody at the studio. Hello? There's somebody at the studio. Mario? Hang on a second there. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, the microphone cable.
A box. box. Is this from DPD or somebody like that? A box. It says FAO Ian Dempsey. Now listen, I'm really sorry about this to anybody who's listening. They're saying, okay, well, what happened there? I don't know what happened there. Honest to God, I don't know what the hell is going on, but there's a box here and it says FAO Ian Dempsey. I suppose I'll open the box. I'll tell you what I do. I just want to collect myself ever so slightly. I'm going to play a song, DJ Snake and Justin Bieber, right? No, that's not important right now. But anyway, Let Me Love You. And then we'll open the box. FAO Ian Dempsey. What the hell is going on? I told you there was something weird. I was saying it to Shauna earlier on Showbiz. There was something in the air. On the air, literally, here in the radio station at Today FM. And as they say in all the best kind of Netflix documentaries, previously on The Breakfast Show, I was told to go and open the door. I opened the door and there was a box outside and it says, for the attention, FAO Ian Dempsey, right? I have not opened the box. I'm afraid when I open the box, someone's going to jump out and punch me in the face or something. I'm not sure exactly. So I'm going to open the box now. I don't know whether I should sit down because it could be very shocking or stand, but maybe I should stand up. I should stand up for this, right? Okay, so let's open this. Oh, God. There's a kind of a velvet, it's nice actually, a velvet kind of crown, I suppose, kind of red velvet, but then it's got the crown, the kind of the metallic bits around it, and it looks like it's kind of for a king or that kind of thing, or I don't know, it's royalty of some description anyway, so that's there as well, and see if there's nothing else in the box. No. Oh. There's a note. Please call this number immediately. It's a name. Okay. I'll sit down again now. Okay, so we got the crown there, right? Okay. Do I even know how to do this? So I'll open that channel 1, and we'll try and make the call. Hang on a second. Where's the keypad thing? Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. Oh, it's ringing. It works anyway. That's good. It's good. Good line, isn't it? Let's see. Hello? Oh.
Mr. Dempsey, yeah. We've been expecting you. Please stay on the line and listen carefully to the following message.
Oh, okay. Today FM, in all its glory, has decided to promote me. Mario Rosenstock as CEO. Let that sink funny. In for a little. Yeah. After 25 years of hard work, about time, what? First order of business. You presenters have to make me laugh. Bring the funny. I'm not feeling the funny, okay? You can keep your pink pony club, your cash machine. More like trash machine. Barry Dunn. Stop. Does he make me laugh? No! Over the next 2 weeks, it's up to ye jokers, our presenters, our household names.
Stop. Relaxing.
To make me laugh. And I'll crown one of ye the winner. So whenever you hear this sound, gate crash each other's show. Bring the funny. And for you at home, expect more chaos, less Sabrina Carpenter, and absolute mayhem here on Today FM.
Okay. You're my little boo thing. That's from Paul Russell there on Today FM. Time now is 8:46 in the morning. And what? Where did that come from? What? I didn't push anything at all. What is this?
Let the mayhem,
oh, for God's sake,
commence.
Well, yeah, commence. What's going on? Oh, it's Ray Foley. I love Ray Foley.
He does. What?
Can you hop on here?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Really loud now.
Sorry. Hello there. Sorry. Hi. It's Jesus. Oh my God. Sorry. Let's plug this in here. I'm just going to plug in here, Ian. Sorry. Oh my word. Hello. Oh my God. You listen loud, man. Hi there. Ray Foley is here. Ian's in over in the other seat over there.
Yes. No, it was number two.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm right here, buddy.
JP,
how are you?
Sean is there as well.
Hi. Yeah.
Charlie's over in the corner. Alison's here as well.
You're taking over, are you?
Well, what's the story?
I don't know.
I was at home in bed,
yes,
and Mario rings. I had the phone on silent.
Make me laugh.
How does he do that?
Nobody wants a phone call from Mario at that time.
That's a worry. I was thinking he's still out. What's the story?
Yeah. He's not back doing that kind of thing again, is he?
So Mario is the boss now, and he's making all of us take over each other's shows for stints.
Yeah. Mm.
To make everybody laugh.
Well, whatever about the making laugh. Listen, Ian, let's not put too much pressure on us for the first one, if you don't mind.
I'm laughing.
Okay, job done. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye. So, Mario put us on the spot. We don't have anything ready.
You've always got something ready. You were ever ready, Foley.
The only thing we've been working on is the investigation. And JP said, why don't we go with the investigation?
Yeah.
Now, it's not fully cooked, but we can let you have a listen to it and see what you think about it, okay?
Well, I need headphones?
Yeah, actually, you will need headphones.
Not like what you hear,
when
but
you say
you
investigation,
will need headphones.
Is this something to do with me?
I just put on the headphones.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, God.
For the purpose of the tape, let it be noted that the interviewee is gesturing in a threatening fashion, doing that thing, drawing a line with his thumb across his throat. But we will not be intimidated, Ian Dempsey.
Okay.
This is Ian Dempsey, more like me and Dempsey.
Oh.
A Ray Foley Show investigation. Ladies and gentlemen, for years, Ian Dempsey has been known as Mr. Nice Guy, the cuddly accompaniment to your mornings, the nation's smiling sweetheart, with the voice of gold gently easing you into your day. Everyone loves Ian Dempsey because Ian Dempsey loves everyone. But does he?
Oof. Oh, oh.
Tonight, I mean this morning, we will exclusively reveal the darker side of Dempsey. Several individuals in Ian's orbit have turned informant and reached out to tell us the hidden truth about Ireland's favourite morning man.
I'm speechless.
We've recorded their testimony and compiled a damning dossier which proves that behind the dewy-eyed demeanour of Ian O the legend is the real Ian Dempsey. The Ian O he's been hiding from you, our beloved listeners, all these years. The voices.
It's a work in progress, isn't it?
People are coming forward all the time. The voices are real. The evidence is disturbing. This is their story.
It's all about bringing truth to power, isn't it?
Is that it?
No, man.
Oh, God, no. Oh, yeah, I've got stuff.
We need to get into the juice still.
Let's get into the tapes. Here's the evidence. These people, they know the real Ian Dempsey. People have worked with him. Does anyone recognise this voice?
Ian Dempsey, I wish I never met that man. That's a name I'll never forget.
That's anyone?
Dustin
anyone?
The Turkey.
It is. Yes. Dustin, a.k.a. the Turkey.
Yeah.
A voice Dempsey has tried to silence for decades. The pair worked together on a little-known RTE children's television programme back in the 1980s. And this is what Dustin remembers from that time.
I worked hard to get where I was in RTE. Now, I did things I wasn't proud of. And Ian Dempsey going around saying I was only in Montrose because of the Ann Dial thing. Kept calling me a Nepo Turkey. Actually, one day in the canteen, he told me to go and pluck myself. What sort of gentleman says that to a young turkey?
Imagine.
And then there was the whole Dempsey's Den thing.
Yeah,
Dempsey's Den. Get out of that garden. It should have been Dustin's Den. I was the one putting bums in the seats. Yeah, he used my good looks to get his free jumpers as well. Yeah, you're feckin' woolly jumpers, Dempsey.
There's a lot of anger there. Still sounds very raw, and it's true what they
That's
say.
That's the sound of a hurt turkey.
He just wouldn't let it lie, would he?
A turkey never forgets.
And I saved him. The amount of Christmases I saved that turkey.
Well, you pardoned him. Turkey never forgets, ladies and gentlemen. We move on to our next interview. Take a listen to this voice.
My name is Shauna O'Reilly and I work on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Before we go any further, can I just check? He's not going to hear any of this. This is just us, yeah?
That's
sorry, hang on a second. It's Shauna who's in this room as we speak.
She's sweating now. The old flop sweat is real.
The call came from inside the house. Unbelievable.
All sweaty palms. Back in action.
Yeah. How did you
this is what a day of reckoning sounds like.
We had to sweat her. It didn't take much. Yes, that's right. It's Shauna, a.k.a. the turkey. A voice Dempsey has tried to silence for decades.
Stop.
The pair have worked together on this program for years. Their warm rapport on showbiz has built them a fan base of literally millions, but built on a sham. For the purpose of the tape, let it be noted that the interviewee is giving Shauna the thumb across the throat tape.
Again.
This is Shauna's story.
Yeah, look, Ian and I have worked together a long time, but there is one thing that causes a bit of tension for us, and that would be the Kardashians. Ian is obsessed with the Kardashians.
Oh, right.
And he's very particular about the showbiz news and about the types of stories that I run on the showbiz news. And for him, there has to be one Kardashian story a day, at least. He's constantly texting me, ringing me when there's an update, if Courtney has been spotted at the supermarket with baby Barker. Or, you know, is Chloe back with Tristan? And when it comes to Kris Jenner, he really wants to know what Kris Jenner is up to at all times. You know, I don't want to throw the word around, but I would say diva. You know, diva-like behaviour.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Kardashians. He just cannot keep up with them.
He can't keep up with them, Lady Shauna O'Reilly.
So brave.
Well done. Very,
can
very brave.
Can
for
I
your
just
courage.
Say in my defence?
Yeah. Well, listen, do you know what? You're not here to speak in your defence. This is a dossier.
I don't know who any of those people she's just mentioned are.
Look, guys, look. This is serious.
Get serious, guys. Cop on.
It's becoming pretty clear that
I'm surprised.
Bit of hush from you, okay?
A bit of hush. Jesus, we're going to be here till half 10.
You need to consult an attorney. Bit of hush.
This guy, clearly the Kaiser Soze of breakfast radio. The innocent appearance disguising the sinister truth beneath. Striking fear into all those around him. This fear.
Yeah.
This fear, Ian, stays with you long after that red light has gone off. Long after the breakfast show.
So true.
Yeah.
As is the case in our next interview.
Oh, my God.
This informant agreed to participate on strict condition of anonymity.
Yeah.
At their request, we're not naming this individual.
Mm-hmm.
So have a listen to this voice.
How are you going? Paul Collins here. 38 years old, Gemini from Tip. Holder of a Tipperary Hurling medal as an unused sub in a county under 12 final. Used to read the sports news, now part-time male model and full-time social media influencer.
Now, that individual's not immediately identifiable, I'm sure you'll agree, but that is someone.
His name, though, you know that.
That is someone who used to work.
I believe him.
Someone who used to work on The Breakfast Show. Here they are. This is pretty serious.
Ah, stop, lad, will you? I still remember heading off with you on them ski trips. I'll tell you one thing. You were some man for the what? Do you remember the time you put your in the with the but then your started leaking all over the some mop bucket needed, lad. But hey, if them walls in Bad Hoff Gastein could talk, they'd need to wash their mouths out with soap. It's a miracle you haven't been cancelled at this stage with all the carry-on, what?
Powerful stuff.
Yeah, right.
Real
absolutely.
Powerful stuff, but there is more.
Oh, my God.
Roll the tape there. Roll the tape.
Hi. Sig and Zag here.
Hi.
Ian Dempsey. It was Ian Dempsey, wasn't it? I forgot the name right.
Yeah, two brothers, up and coming in their careers. They were new. They were blow-ins.
Fresh
in the broadcasting sense. They're blowing this thing wide open this morning. Here's what
God,
they remember.
This is amazing. Yeah. This is groundbreaking.
Actually, which one was he?
Is he the one that still has his hair? Or is he the bald one?
Oh, yeah. Did he come before Ray Doherty?
Before, Zig.
Ah, before Ray Doherty. Now I got him.
Ian Dempsey. How could I forget the man? Eno. Demo. Kind of gangster names when you think about it. Gangland stuff. Mm-hmm. Nicest guy on radio. I don't know. I mean, we thought he was nice when we met him first, but then, like, weird things would happen. We'd get these anonymous letters and they'd say, those two guys look weird on the Dempsey's Den and bring back the big box. And there was one that he actually signed as Ian Dempsey. So we knew it was him.
Oh. He used to do this thing. It was kind of annoying though. He used to call me Zag, but that's not okay because my name is Zig. And the thing about it is, he should have known that because I look like Zig. Yeah. Because I am Zig, and my brother looks like Zag, and he's Zag, but he used to call him Zig.
And we were like, what? He's like one of those guys that can disguise his evil side really well.
Wow, there you go. Wow. That is damning.
That is something. Guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty as charged.
Lock him up. Throw away the key. There you have it. A pretty damning compilation, guys. You have to agree. No more Mr. Nice Guy. You need to get up pretty early in the morning to fool us, Ian Dempsey.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean even earlier than you already do.
Yeah.
For the purpose of the tape. For the purpose of the tape, ladies and gentlemen. Let it be noted that producer Charlie is pointing at his watch. And he's, and he's doing that thing with the thumb up across his throat.
So
thing.
Charlie's going to kill you now.
Because if we told him this would only take 2 minutes, and it's been an hour and a half. That's it. Mayhem continues on today.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.
Join me, Dr. Panico, with Cyndi Lauper and Chef Michelle Bernstein to talk about plaque psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, the potential connection and risk of developing permanent joint damage.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur.
Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cyndi.